Did Trump sign the Insurrection Act this weekend? Did he really do it? Let's talk about that and some examples of really weird things that happened Sunday, talking with the Vatican, Pakistan, Germany. Tons of weird things happened. I'm going to share with you. I'm not sure exactly what they mean, but I'm pretty sure you haven't heard about it. So I want to make sure that you're informed and just sharing with you what I've heard. I don't know what it means. I don't have any inside sources. It seems like everyone nowadays has a source. I do have some sources, but I don't have a source for everything. And so I'm not going to lie to you or pretend like I have some confirmed data. But we'll get into that. Welcome to the show. My name is Matt Williams, part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to flfnetwork.com, put in HGBT in the memo field. You'll get a sweet mug like the one right behind me. You get tons of other benefits. But most of all, you will be partnering with us, the network, to proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. Help us build a platform to be able to continue to be able to talk to you guys, to speak with you, because we know how important it is to have a platform. I mean, man, could you believe what all of these sites have done? I'm sure you've heard about Twitter blocking everyone. It's like a ghost town on Twitter now. Parler's getting shut down by Amazon Web Services. Stripe, the credit card processing company or a merchant services company, is no longer going to process payments for Trump and his campaign or his affiliations politically. Wow. Absolutely amazing. It is shocking the parallels of communism and fascism taking over countries, of blaming incidents on people that weren't fully responsible, shutting down communications, shutting down businesses. The history definitely repeats itself. And so for when you support us at the FLF Network, you go over there, put in HGBT, you can become a monthly subscriber. Ensure that we stay on the air. If you don't see us anymore on all these sites, you're not going to see us on Parler anymore. Your Twitter gets taken down all the time. Our Reform Jellicle with AD Robles got taken down 5 minutes after we were done live streaming. I mean, if you continue wanting to see Christian content and give you a perspective from the Bible and applying that to every area of life, then you need to become a member so that we will have the resources to continue on and not get stuck like Parler did and all these other sites as well. All right. So the first thing I want to hit and talk to you guys about, I need to figure out how to close it. Okay. I need to close my messengers before I share screen. We have a lot of videos I want to share, not videos, but things I want to share with you on the screen. So if you're watching on YouTube, and man, rarely do I have a show where I do better on YouTube than I do on the podcast, but that happened this time. I think we had 6,000 or 7,000 people watching our last YouTube channel. Welcome to all the new viewers, and thank you for subscribing on YouTube. And if you want to watch on our podcast, we have a podcast as well for those of you that are watching on YouTube for the first time. There's a lot of stuff here, and this one I want to set up. Okay, there's going to be clips and all those things. We'll get into that in a second. But first, I want to talk about the Insurrection Act, because I teased that, and I'll get it in the beginning of the show, and so you don't have to listen to the whole thing if you don't want to. Although I hope you do. This is my fear with all of the information that I'm hearing about the Insurrection Act. Now, I don't know if it happened or not. I don't know. So if you came here just to hear if that happened, I'm not the source for you. But hear me out before you leave. Just hear me out. Beware of something that very likely happened in this case. Now, we're going to be listening in some things. I'm going to show you some things that might be evidence of it happening. But I got hundreds of people sending me videos of 5 or 6 different YouTube channels of a lot of people I haven't heard before. One person I actually do subscribe to on YouTube, his name is Monkey Works, I believe. And I watch him just because he will monitor the skies and kind of follows different planes and military aircrafts and things like that. And I just find that interesting and nerdy. But he had a comment that he had a source of, he's a retired, I believe, an Air Force military guy. And he has contacts through that. And he has an active duty member who said he got recalled because of that being signed. So it may be true, but he's the most reliable, and I'm hearing it from somebody else, So I don't necessarily trust hearsay all by itself. But this is what can happen. I want you to think about this. If one person shares this and says it happened, true or not, and he tells, let's just say, six people, and all six of those people just happen to have a YouTube channel, and all of them claim to have a source and say on their YouTube channel that Trump signed the Insurrection Act, I have a source that told me. Now, all six of them have the same one source, but then those six people have, let's just say, 1,000 people that watch, or let's just say 10,000 people, each of their shows. That's 60,000 people that are going to hear and a source. And so one person will say, oh, I heard this source. And then they'll say, oh, I heard that tour. I heard that from another source too. Oh my gosh, we have six sources. But you didn't really have six sources. Those six sources all had the same source. And how true was that one source is the question. But a lot of people won't know that because, including me, I don't tell you guys my sources because I want my sources to talk to me all the time. So beware of it. And my suspicion for this is all of these videos that I'm getting sent, I don't know why they have this access and know this stuff and why sources told them and not people higher up that could get the message out more broadly or and a wider array of sources and channels to get the information out. And why would the information come out anyways? Why would somebody tell them in the first place? Why does this information need to be told to us right now? And then lastly, and this is the big bummer, guys, I'm sorry, but why is this happening now? Why is it happening so late? And the answer I get in pushback is so that everyone could see who the traitors are. Maybe, but it's really late in the game to be sharing this and doing this stuff. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk about, I'm going to show you all the different stuff that's happened around the world, including over Washington, D.C., and I'm not just talking about the Army that's there, or the National Guard that's there, but there's a lot of stuff happened, which may all point to that this Insurrection Act really happened. But I'm just saying, I want you to be cautious with the sourcing. We can't just believe every single person that says they have a source, okay? I mean, I want this to happen with all that's in me. I want nothing more than Donald Trump to sign the Insurrection Act. But I'm not saying, I just don't have any information. I don't think we should just be believing anyone who says they have a source. Fair enough? I hope that is. All right, we're going to take a break and then we'll get back into the good stuff. Let's talk about Samaritan Ministries. Are you still trying to figure out how to pay for your medical needs in 2021? Take a look at Samaritan Ministries, where there are over 280,000 Samaritan members who are ready to care for you spiritually and financially when you have a medical need, all without the use of insurance. When a medical need arises, you choose the healthcare providers and treatments that work best for you. I mean, that's amazing. Your medical bills are sent to Samaritan Ministries, and they notify members to pray and send money directly to you to pay your shareable bills. So you get people helping you out financially and praying for you. It's a twofer. Let's face it, an unexpected medical emergency can happen at any time. Make sure you're prepared. Healthcare sharing at Samaritan Ministries is biblical, affordable, and since they're not bound by open enrollment, you could join today. Take a minute now to visit SamaritanMinistries.org/how-to-build-a-tent to learn more. That's SamaritanMinistries.org/how-to-build-a-tent. Go check them out. Use that link to support the show and find out a lot about a great company, Samaritan Ministries. All right. Now, I want to cue up this video. This video is from Lieutenant General McInerney. And he, from what I remember, he was a Air Force intelligence officer. The branches of government all have their own military as well. And ooh, I better make sure I have the right one. Let's see. Okay, there we go. So the branches have their own military intelligence, and he was in charge of that. But what makes me even have more credibility with, or have more, give him more credibility, is if you remember, he was on a show, and I believe we shared it on the show a couple months ago, before the election. It was a week before the election, and he called exactly what happened. Now, to call and predict an election, typically, that's still pretty good. I mean, a lot of the pollsters get it wrong. But to call exactly what happened in this election, where the states stopped voting and where Trump was leading in a landslide and then slowly lost, he called that a week before it happened. So he knows things. He is not just some old guy. He's not just someone who's lost his marbles, but he is actually been able to prove himself in his story by calling the election that happened in the most unusual way it's ever happened, and he called it to the T, to a T. So listen to this guy and what he said. This is from what he said. This is after January 6th. I'm not sure exactly when it happened, but let's just listen.
They have taken control of our society, and we have one person, we just came from there in the White House, standing in the way. And it's going to mean, and you don't fully realize it, but every one of us here, every American out there, is going to have to stand up. We read about it in history, we read about Normandy and all of that, but now we are in it. And so we must spread it. We cannot surrender. And the president said he wouldn't. You all know that it was that attack on the Capitol was done by Antifa, but it was enabled by McConnell, by Schumer, by Pelosi, and the mayor. They knew that was coming. You've all been up there. There were hardly any security police there, and they moved in, and Antifa did their thing, and then the media picked it up. I worked for Fox for almost 17 years. It's disgraceful what they're doing. And unfortunately, Rupert is driving that with his sons, and they have now merged with the rest of the mainstream media. This is serious. This is expanding. We cannot let it happen. We don't have 4 years. As Hong Kong has seen, we do not have time. Time is against us. And Ann and I were just talking to someone about the information that's being released that shows clearly in those battleground states the cyber warfare that was used. We also found out yesterday that Comey, the former FBI director, sold the Hammer and Scorecard, this top secret program, to the Chinese.
Treason.
So you now have this top secret program that is like your iPhone. It gets in, it's called Hammer, it gets into the voting network, and then it has an application like on your iPhone. You have all those apps. It puts it on, and it modulates the voting so they win. Not by a large number. And I got a call Tuesday night at 11:30 that the ISI from Pakistan was now in the voting machines in Georgia. I called someone, let them know. The two candidates, Loeffler and Perdue, were ahead. I watched. 1 hour later, they were behind.
1 hour behind, and they were behind. Okay, so he was basically was saying the exact same thing happened with the Senate runoff, like we know happened, because we watched it. The same exact things happened, the audacity of them. But did you hear that? There's so many amazing things in this clip. This clip got shared so much on my Facebook, and the reason it's small is because I took it on my phone because I was sure it's going to be removed from the internet, and then I posted it on Facebook, and the easiest way for me to share it with you guys is to just go right to Facebook. So that's why it's all funky. A few of you got a shout out for messaging me while I was sharing that. But did you hear that about Comey? Comey sold this system to the Chinese. Now, does this ring a bell to you? Now, this is how you know the things are true. This is how you confirm things, is you take other information that you know and have verified, and you bounce it up with the new information. And if it doesn't conflict, then you have a stronger story. You have a stronger narrative. You may have to tweak it. You may have to correct it going forward. But that's how you build a story, a credible story. And if you don't remember, there was during the Senate runoffs that he was talking about, we were listening to a team with Patrick and Dullivan or whatever his name was, the guy who created the QR codes. They hacked into the system live and shared the data screenshots live of the TLC TV transmitting back and forth to China. What were they transmitting? Well, now we know. Now we know. Well, obviously they were doing something with the votes, but what were the, how were they doing it? What were they using? Well, they were using the hammer and scorecard system. Comey sold it to the Chinese. Comey sold it to the Chinese, and our private investigators who were sponsored by the MyPillow guy who started Overstock.com, who the guy who created the QR codes, like capitalism in his finest work here, caught them transmitting, receiving, and giving data through the smart TVs real time. And now this lieutenant general retired has the evidence, or in the claims to have the evidence, that Comey sold him, sold to Chinese, our top secret hammer and scorecard systems. Traitors. Treason. Absolutely amazing. I wanted to share with you guys that. And the last thing I wanted to share from this clip, and then we'll move on, is notice what he said, guys. We don't have four more years. We have to do something now. Now. He knows it. A lot of us know it. And I believe the military knows it too. I really do. I just don't know what's going to be done about it. So let's talk about some of the things that have been done about it. Or maybe been done about it. Maybe related to it. I don't think there's any coincidences in life. I think things happen purposely. Now, the things that I'm going to show you, I can't prove, and I don't know. I don't want to get your hopes up that this has something to do with our election and the election's going to change. I don't know. Right now, my money is on that I've been wrong, that I think they are going to get away with the coup. I think it's like more likely than not that that's going to happen. I hope I'm wrong. I want to be wrong, but I still want to share with you the things that I've seen, and I think that it is related, but I'm not sure how, but it is very interesting, and I want you to know about it. This is what happened at the Vatican. This is what happened at the Vatican Sunday during Mass when the Pope was there. And this is interesting, not just because of the video of what happened, but because of the sounds with it. So listen to it. This is, it's more about listening than the video. So if you're listening on the podcast, you're not going to miss much with this. Now, this is from my Twitter. Check this out. It's black. The live stream is black. Now, you hear the seagulls. I'm going to play this one more time. It's just a 15-second clip. Do you hear that? One. Two. Three. What appears to be three gunshots happening in a blackout during the live stream of the Vatican. Now, there's been a lot of rumors that the Pope's going to get arrested and he's indicted. I don't know if any of that's true. All I can tell you is that happened. I mean, the blackout happened. And what appeared to be gunshots in a 15-second clip. I didn't watch the whole thing. I don't normally watch the Vatican in the Mass, full disclosure. I'm not Catholic, and I really don't want to listen to a socialist talking in the foreign language I don't understand. But just in the clips that I was seeing, within a 15-second clip, there's bullet shots, what appears to be bullet shots. Weird, right? Now, same day, let's go. I'm okay. This happened. I need to get this up. And I need to pull it up on my phone too, because I screenshotted the excuse of this. But this is just an image. And for those of you who are listening on the podcast, this is, let's see, this is it, right? Bam. Okay, I guessed right. Sometimes I don't guess what the tabs are correctly, and I show the wrong thing. This is an app, and these apps are really cool. I really like them a lot. This showing you all the air traffic. And you can see that there is a blackout or a no-fly zone around Washington, D.C. This happened for, I think, 2 hours. I think it happened 2 hours. Oh, cool. I have it on the side. I don't have my phone to pull it up for the reason. So from what I believe was down in South Carolina, up to North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, and up to New Jersey, there was a no-fly zone for, I believe it lasted for a couple hours. Really weird. And there was military aircraft up, and there's some other pictures you can see of military contrasting with the private planes. These are all the private sector planes, the commercial planes, and things like that. Why did this happen? This is the story. And let me ask you this. Do you believe this story? I sure don't believe this story. I don't know why this happened. Again, these are weird things happening throughout the world this weekend. I don't know why it happened, but I know it didn't happen because of this. This is the reason. Airspace above 18,000 feet. So anything below it is still a good fair game. But anything above 18,000 feet from South Carolina to New Jersey had been cleared due to coronavirus exposure at one of the busiest FAA control centers outside of Washington. FAA says decontamination should finish at 1:45 p.m. So the reason why they have all these planes circling and not landing in all of these different states in this huge section that just happens to be right where our capital is, right where our president is, right where all this drama is, you know, happening, is because an air traffic control center had a coronavirus exposure and they were decontaminating it. No, I don't believe that for one second. Do you? I'd love it. Tell me if you believe that or not. Absolutely amazing. And this is another piece to the conundrum. And I'm just going to say that, the conundrum or the riddle. Here's another interesting one in Washington, D.C. Now, I know that there was apparently an insurrection that happened at the Capitol, which is the most tame insurrection I've ever seen in my life. But why are buses, and you can see it here, let me put it full screen, buses of people being delivered in addition to Washington, D.C.? I remember someone saying earlier in the weekend there were 7,000 National Guard people being deployed. 7,000 National Guard people being deployed. And now, in addition to that, there's these buses being sent over to delivering more National Guard troops. Now, the few things that are interesting here is they don't have weapons. I don't know why. Maybe it's just this group. Maybe this is, some of them do. I don't know why they're just delivering them now. They don't have any armor, body armor on. They don't have plates. I mean, even I have plates. What are they doing here? People are saying, well, they are going to be here from when the protest happened to Inauguration Day, which is really weird to me because one is, why are they staying the whole time? Two, the inauguration got canceled. And three, why are they showing up today? Why isn't it they showed up back when the riots happened, quote unquote riots, and the same amount just all the way through? It's really strange. And again, with the air traffic control situation, with what happened at the Vatican, also what happened, I've heard different numbers. I've heard the whole country. I've heard as low as 40% of Pakistan went dark, lost electricity. Their grid went out. And when they popped back on, they were in under martial law. So something happened. You don't just go under martial law when you have a power outage. In Florida, we have power outages a lot. We don't have martial law every time there's a power outage. So something really disturbing happened in Pakistan where martial law was required. Oh, yeah. And remember, Pakistan intelligence was caught manipulating, sending, and receiving. I don't know about manipulating. I shouldn't say that. But was caught sending and receiving data and hacking into our election system. Coincidence? I don't know. Other reports I've heard is that Germany has been surrounding their important buildings with the military, which, coincidence, we are too. I don't know why. I'm not quite sure. And again, we saw in Washington, D.C., they erected fences. They have the barriers and all that stuff up after the rally left. And there's no inauguration parade happening. So figure that one out. Not quite sure why. I've heard some people message me and say there's been credible threats. But again, why are they sending them now and not towards when Inauguration Day is going to happen? We're like a week before that. There's just a lot of those kinds of strange things happening. And again, I don't believe in coincidences. I don't believe in coincidences. All right, a few more things and then we'll call it a day. Man, this is going long again. I really don't try to be this long. I really want to keep it under 15 minutes, but so much is going on. It's insane. It's crazy. And you got to see this, guys. If this doesn't prove a setup, it doesn't prove a setup, but it's really weird. I saved this from NPR. Trump supporters storm U.S. Capitol and clash with police, January 6th. Now, something should jump out at you here, because remember, Donald Trump didn't start going and speaking till 11:30 a.m. Eastern time. And then there was the march after that on the Capitol. And then everything broke out and got crazy. Look at the timestamp on this. January 6th, 9:33 a.m. was the original post of this article. Why would NPR release this article before the riots happened? Do you think there's a narrative that they were going to spin regardless of what happened? Interesting, interesting things. Very interesting times we live in. All right, the last thing I want to share with you. Now, my last show, we talked a lot about the Italy stuff and the affidavit of the person who was responsible for switching the votes using the Leonardo satellite that was transferring information to Frankfurt, Germany, and then transported to the U.S. embassy where there was an operation happened, and we talked about that before. And, you know, I'm just a podcaster. And so you don't have any reason to believe me, except for those of you who've listened to me for a long time and know my credibility. But I wanted to share with you this guy, Brad Johnson. He was a chief of station for the CIA once upon a time. And he has a YouTube channel that you can check out. And he's the president of Americans for Intelligence Reform. So he knows his stuff. He has his connections. When you're in the CIA and you retire, you still have contacts. You still talk to people. I wonder if you ever really even leave the CIA, and to be honest, in some official capacity or another, or maybe unofficial capacities. But he has some YouTube channels where he talks about the things that happened in Italy, and he talks about our press, and he talks about the different things. So if you're looking for somebody who has a lot more experience than I do, I mean, you don't just become a station chief, right? You don't come in off the streets and they give you a station chief job if you have a college degree, but you enter as an officer. You enter in as an officer, and you work your way up, and someday you may be able to make it to become a chief of station. It's where you have basically complete control over the area that your station is part of. You are the one who makes the calls, from what I understand. So this guy had a successful career in the CIA, is lobbying for reform, and talks about some more of that in Italy intelligence and what's going on with the whole hammer scorecard situation and the satellites being used and all that stuff. So it's not just me being crazy, which is a relief to me, because sometimes I talk about this stuff and I feel like I'm crazy. All right, guys, I hope you had a great weekend. Buckle up, get prepared. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know this, that regardless, it would be good to have food and water on hand. This isn't a sponsor. I'm not telling you specifically where to buy stuff, but that's just something that I think would be wise for the times we're in. All right, guys, have a great week, or have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.